This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Washington State may not be as large in area as, say, California or Texas, but you wouldn't be able to tell that based on the incredible amount of food we produce. Pam Lewis, an ag director of the Washington Policy Center, says a bill proposing a Washington-grown branding program would give our producers a huge boost.
That gives you a leg up in marketing when you're talking about a global scale. And we, as a state, are a huge contributor to the global market in the things that we lead in production, and that includes apples, sweet cherries, hops, those sorts of things. They're known around the world.
But who would pay for this Washington-grown program?
So it would be administered through the Washington State Department of Agriculture. And I think initially they're looking at funding coming from the state. And then hopefully as it transitions, it'll be producer supported.
Lewison says so growers aren't just waiting for the next round of tax dollars to come their way.
Producers saying, I will pay my registration fee of X number of dollars on an annual basis so that I can claim this Washington-grown status when I'm selling to, you know, whether it's my neighbor, my grocery store, or the guy that's three states away.
Senate Bill 5341 passed unanimously through the Senate and again in the House Ag and Appropriations Committees.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.